This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today. Plaza in the greasy garage studio, a guy with a wrench in one hand and a microphone in the other, here's Mark Evans.
This is Axelrod Alex. Unfortunately, due to some network difficulties, this hour of Auto World is a replay.
From the Auto World Plaza in the greasy garage studio, a guy with a wrench in one hand.
Sometimes we have an echo here at Auto World because of the greasy barrel. You bounce off the greasy barrel and you give me an echo. Okay, we'll get rid of the echo here and we'll get this thing greased and going. Good to have you along. This is Auto World. I'm your host, Mark Evans. With Axelrod Alex sitting behind, the GCN 2800 mixer machine to make you sound good when you call in. And in fact, one of the telephones are going off. That's what it's all about right here in Auto World. Absolutely. I want each and every one of you to make sure that you fasten your seatbelts, put the tray table up, and let's prepare for takeoff right here in Auto World. Today on Auto World, not only are we got a very patient charter member. In fact, let's just go to Sonny. He's a charter member. He's been waiting on the very patient. I appreciate it. Sonny from Florida. Welcome, Sonny. Good to have you along.
Hi, Mark.
Hi, Sonny.
You were talking about the early automobiles and everything. And we had a tremendous influx of immigrants from about 1860 through 1910. And the cities like Philadelphia, New York, Chicago became like very overcrowded. And most of the people were living in slums because they were lucky if they could find a job doing anything. And you got to remember, in all these cities, how did you get your stuff? I mean, the trains used to come in and offload, but it was a horse and wagon that took it down to the various parts of the city, you know, like downtown Manhattan or the Loop in Chicago or Philadelphia itself. And then again, the people that were moving around, say you wanted to move from one house to another, you had to hire a horse and wagon to move your furniture and everything. Then the people that wanted, the affluent that had their carriages and everything, they had a horse or two.
Uh-huh.
And
yeah.
All this, what happens is all these animals are passing their waste on into the streets, and the disease became rampant in all the large cities. You don't hear this on the history books, but anyway, can you imagine this? And there, how you got your food, your vegetables, and everything else was by horse and wagon. The air was putrid with waste.
Yeah, so, yeah. And that is it. Methane, Sonny. That feces or cow manure or horse manure.
Well, it's not just the horse manure; it's the urine and all that. And onto the street. And, there was no way they could keep the streets clean. So, anyway, that promoted the use of vehicles in the cities before, more so than in the suburbs or in the, there were no suburbs. You lived in the city or you lived in the country.
Right.
And the country didn't have that problem because it wasn't that, animals weren't that congested there. Right, and space between the animals. But anyway, that's what attempted the helped the automobile to get established in this country. If you read your history, talking about history is Franklin. Teddy Roosevelt was the first president to ever fly in a plane.
Nobody knew
about that.
Yeah.
He flew in a plane, I think it was around either 1907 or 1908. He was a passenger in a Curtiss biplane there, flown by, I don't know if it was the builder and Curtiss himself, but he was a passenger. But the whole thing is, the evolution of cities is really quite, remarkable. And also, you wonder how it ever came about with the sicknesses and things that they had in cities, like typhoid and all that stuff. And they didn't have penicillin back then either.
I know, And I think they still ask us about that, don't we? If you're allergic, you're in the doctor, to penicillin.
But the things with that helped cars really get established in this country was the big cities. The only thing is they relied on trolley cars.
San Francisco
Brooklyn Bridge in New York was built in 18, I think they opened it up in 1868 or 70, something like that. Mm-hmm. And they had trolley car tracks going. That was the first thing that went from Manhattan to one of the boroughs was a trolley car over the Brooklyn Bridge. But everything else, all your stuff was actually designed to be, the bridge was actually, the roadway of the bridge was actually designed more for horse and carriages and wagons.
Mm-hmm. Right.
At that time.
But
to live in a city back then, it was unbelievable. Even if you were well off, you had to watch out for
manure.
Anything.
I
can't imagine it's the manure or I can't say cow pies. What, horse pies but the urine and everything was really bad.
And you think about that too, Sonny, the cost of feeding the fuel for your horse, to feed the horse back then. And I understand, I've got friends that have horses, and they've sold some of their horses and got their family of horses down to just one or two now because of the cost to feed the horse, because the horse needs to eat for fuel.
Well, that's the other thing. That's what they also did. I can remember as a kid, we still had occasional, like a vegetable man would come around with a horse-drawn wagon, and they had to teach the horse to tolerate a bag under its tail.
Yeah.
The urine still wound up in the street.
Yeah. Have you ever watched Seinfeld, Sonny, where Rusty, the horse...
No,
they had the bag. Yeah, it was an episode, and it was funny. It was funny because
imagine a front end of a horse with a bag under its tail while a guy's selling you lettuce, carrots, apples, and whatever that they could carry in the wagon.
So we had to just be happy.
Man. Don't forget the ice.
Oh, yeah. So pretty much we do appreciate our cars, then, don't we?
Well, that's what really fostered the automobile and was the big cities, because you didn't have to feed it, you didn't have to do anything but add gasoline and oil, and if it was sitting still, it wasn't doing anything. Whereas if the horse is standing still, nature still happens.
Yeah, isn't that the truth? I appreciate the information, Sonny. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Well, these are the things you don't really think about. I say, everybody forgets that. But it was horrible to live in the city in the 1880s through the early 1900s. They didn't have departments of health back then.
Right.
Okay.
Right. We just smell plugged up catalytic converters now, not manure. Sonny, I appreciate you calling and being part of the show. Thank you. Great information.
All right.
Thanks, Sonny. Appreciate it.
All right.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Pleasure to have you join me each and every week, folks.
right here on Auto World from the Auto World Plaza in the Greasy Garage Studio, live from Boise, Idaho, where the elevation is 2730. It looks like the microphone temperature is getting hotter as we speak, as I speak. Oh, yeah, 115 degrees. It's kind of like the track temperature on the NASCAR track or the drag strip. Now, is the drag strip temperature hotter or cooler than the NASCAR track? Well, it's amount of how many times the tires are going up and down it. Tires do get hot. And that's one point about gas mileage, is that when you have a lot of tread on your tires, folks, it basically sheds the debris, the sewage, including heat. Get the heat out of the tire with tread on the tire, and you'll get better fuel economy. So my point is just get some tires on your car that have tread. And hello to fuel economy. Good to have you along. Got a trivia question out there. What was the very first car to offer a guarantee? 855-660-4261. Email autoworldradio@yahoo.com. And I just had a gentleman email us that says he's listening to us on KBY AM 670 right here in the Boise Valley. And I want to do a little shout-out. Yes, Newsock, KBOI AM 670, and also 93.1 on the FM side. He's listening to us on the AM side, which is 670. There's our shout-out horn. Thank you, Axelrod Alex. Appreciate that. Ever since we got those corroded cables fixed on that horn, it works for the shout-outs. And this gentleman, Roy, he says that, remember the Yugo? It looked just like the Ford Fiesta. Thank you, Roy. I appreciate it. Send me back an address so I can send you some fuel injector cleaner as a gift to get you some more fuel economy, and also detail products, of course, from McGuire's and Mother's and Solution Finish. And I got some wash drops in there for you. Just a variety of things. But yeah, the Yugo looked like the Ford Fiesta. And oh, Yugo. Remember the Yugo? No? Well, I actually, for fun, just real quick before we get going here again, is that the Yugo, I had a customer way back when that actually had a Yugo, and he had a motorhome that he had me service and repair and tune up and all, do brakes and everything on it. But his tow car behind the motorhome back in the day was a Yugo, and he made a little, like when a wind-up, it was pretty extensive. It was made out of metal, but it looked like that you could wind the car up, like our toy metal type cars we used to have as kids had that little wind up button on the back. He put that on the back of his Yugo. I don't know how much they're worth today, but the Yugo did look like the Ford Fiesta. And back in the day, it didn't last long. Yeah. A total of 141,651 sold. Yep, back in, let's see, that was back in 1985. And then it failed in, I believe, 1992. And in 1992 was when it was done and over with. They only sold 1,412 of those Yugos. So thanks, Roy, for pointing that out to us. Appreciate it. Thanks for listening on one of our great affiliates here on KBOI AM 670. Newstalk, KBOI AM 670. Now, folks, talking about horses and manure, like Sunny brought up, and we're not driving through manure on the streets anymore, no. In fact, we don't get to even smell it, do we? No, we don't get to smell it. All we smell is catalytic converters, maybe. Well, today, it has happened. Driverless. Nobody's driving it anymore. General Motors received a permit for the very first driverless ride hailing service. They did it. General Motors has the permit. They're going to be driving a Chevrolet Cruze. That's the model of it. It's a four-door. No driver. You get in it, and you don't get to drive it. Period. What does this mean? Well, first off, it means there's no driver. But this approval is essentially the very first phase of a tiered process, folks. Cruise. The Chevrolet Cruze can offer passenger service to the public using 30 vehicles, is what they're going to do, on a select streets in San Francisco. That's according to the commission. Aside from not getting an all-access pass to the city, there are other restrictions on this self-driverless car, the Chevrolet Cruze. The maximum speed is 30 miles per hour. The hours of operation is 10 p.m. to 6 a.m., weather conditions permitting, of course. Heavy rain, no. Heavy fog, no. Heavy smoke, no. sleet and snow now. It's going to, they're going to charge you. So you folks in San Francisco listening, thank you for listening. And try it out for me and let me know what you think. General Motors, again, received a permit to drive on the streets of San Francisco with no driver. And as I asked on the break, Axelrod Alex is the executive producer of the show here, sitting behind the GCN 2800 mixer machine. Oh, yeah, to make you sound good when you call in. I asked him, and I'm going to ask you the same question. First and foremost, would you climb into that car and pay the fee? And I'm not, we don't, okay, I'm not concerned about the fee. It's kind of like a taxi, of course, you just pay the fee. But would you sit in the front seat? No, you can't sit behind the driver's steering wheel. You can't take charge of the steering wheel in any of the other seats. You're just a passenger. Would you sit in the front seat or would you sit in the back seat? Or would you sit in this car at all? There's no driver. So, there's no reins to pull back and tell the horse to go, stop! 855-660-4261. Email autoworldradio@yahoo.com. Want to hear your opinion. You folks listening on delayed station again, we're Auto World, very honored and proud. We're in different time slots throughout the United States. And, of course, you folks listening over there on across the pond, we have a lot of Auto World affiliates that take the show in a different time slot. And please be a part of the show. You can always email me when you do call the phone number, which is 855-660-4261, and no answer. That means you're on a delayed station. You can always reach me through email, which a lot of you are, and please do. Keep it coming. Keep overwhelm me, please. AutoWorldRadio@yahoo.com with your opinion on driverless cars. True to fact, it's here. Starting on the streets of San Francisco, where Steve McQueen took that silver bullet up and over those jumps, which basically weren't jumps, but if you go fast enough, the streets turn into jumps in San Francisco, don't they? Wowza. Coming up on the third hour, a little tease here real quick, since we're about in the middle of the second, I just want to let you know the third hour. Buick is moving, folks, and I have the cheapest BEV on the planet coming your way on the third hour. We're going to come back and we're going into the email bag right here, right now, after this short break. I'm almost out of dark chocolate M&M's. It's time for a Twix. Twix bar?
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Barusso reporting. Actor Zan Hayes crashed a vehicle into a Mar Vista, California home Friday, igniting a fire. Shortly after her first crash, Hayes then crashed into a nearby home in Mar Vista and ignited a fire. That fire reportedly engulfed the house, and Hayes was rushed to an L.A. hospital by ambulance, where she remains in stable condition. China's largest ever military exercise surrounding Taiwan were drawing to a close on Sunday following a controversial visit last week to the self-ruled island by U.S. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi. South Carolina Senator Lindsey Graham, a Republican, was on CNN and says Taiwan is an important manufacturer of goods.
90% of the high-end chips for refrigerators, the F-35, and cars are made in Taiwan. How would you like the Chinese Communist Party to own that whole market? We need supply chain break from China. So Taiwan's important to us economically.
This is USA Radio News.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Susan, I'm sorry I'm late. Traffic is terrible.
It sure is. But on top of that, gas prices have been skyrocketing. I can't believe how expensive gas has gotten recently.
Prices at the pump are up, but I never pay full price for gas anymore. I just use the free Upside app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes, I get real cash back every time I buy gas.
And does that actually add up to anything?
I've made around $200.
Wow, that's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the free Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code EARN for a $5 bonus on your first tank. That's promo code EARN. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, to PayPal, or an e-gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code EARN for a $5 bonus on your first tank. That's code EARN for a $5 bonus.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Jesus built my car. It's a love affair. Mainly Jesus and my hot rod.
These are sensations as hard to forget as they are to ignore.
Drag racing. Drag racing.
These are sensations as hard to forget as they are to ignore.
Drag racing. Drag racing.
These are sensations as hard to forget as they are to ignore.
Ah, oh, the smell of the rubber. Smell the rubber. I think the smell of rubber smells better than fumes coming from your gas tank, because you get sick from the fumes of ethanol fuel. One thing about an EV car, you don't get sick from any kind of smells, do you? No. No. Welcome back to Auto World, right here in the Greasy Garage Studio in the Auto World Plaza. I'm your host, Mark Evans. You know, I know how old I am, and you know how old you are. Well, 100 years, 100th birthday, got some great news coming across the tape. 100th birthday. Yes, women takes a ride. She's always wanted to. Takes a ride in a C8 Corvette for her 100th birthday. Happy birthday, Audrey. Congratulations. You're only as young as you feel, folks. And so, even though Audrey Matheson just celebrated her 100th birthday, happy birthday, she is still active and living as she was in her younger years. So when she was asked by her caregiver what she always wanted to do, but never did and never got the chance to do it, she says, "I want to take a joyride in a red Corvette convertible." So they did it. Yep. Down in Scottsdale, Arizona, they grabbed her. They put the 100-year-old Audrey in the cockpit, took her for a joyride in a C8 Corvette.
Yes.
You're as young as you feel, folks. Stay young, think young, be young, do young. That's what it's all about. Happy birthday, Audrey. 100 years. Talk about, I know that Audrey's love to get her on behind the microphone, do a little interview, because can you imagine the story she could tell me? Horse and buggy, manure on the road. Yeah. No toaster in her kitchen, and then later having a toaster probably on the kitchen counter. Besides, wonder if she's got a cell phone. That'd be a interesting fact right there, huh? Got a trivia question out there for you folks, and I've got an answer. It looks like we got come through the email right here in Auto World again. Don't ever forget the email address to be a part of the show and be involved. You can reach me at any time through email at autoworldradio@yahoo.com. And, of course, Facebook, message me. You can go through Facebook and message me through there. Thanks for following me, and you can follow me on Facebook. My address is my name, Mark Evans, sitting behind the silver microphone. You can't miss that photo. And it's also the same photo I believe we got up there on GCNLive.com. When you go to GCNLive.com to listen to the hour that you do not get. And a little housekeeping, I want to make sure that each and every one of you know that you can go back in, you know, time and listen to the podcast. It's a podcast. Auto World is a podcast. And, you know, again, podcast is a podcast on the Internet. I'm very honored and proud to say that we're coast-to-coast on radio stations, too. Podcast means that you can go back in time and listen to any one of the shows at any one point in time. Please do. And how do you do that? Just Google Auto World Mark Evans. You'll find me. What was the first car to offer a guarantee? What was the first car to offer a guarantee? Nancy gets me on email, autoworldradio@yahoo.com. She says, Mark, I'm listening on a delayed station, but I listen to you on GCNLive.com live on Sunday. Also, thank you. I appreciate that, Nancy. And she's listening to us in New York. Let's give a shout out to WGVA AM 1240. That's in Auburn, Newark, Geneva, New York. Good to have you along, WGVA, one of our great affiliates, AM 1240. And again, taking 2 hours of the show Sunday morning, so appreciate that. Absolutely, Sunday morning for 2 hours. And thank you, Nancy, for tuning in. And her answer is Ford. On what was the first car to offer a guarantee? Oh, not Ford, not Ford. But I still have some great gifts for you. Send me an email address back if you would, and I'll get some gifts out to you. And I'm going to throw in this week here on Auto World, everybody's going to get a bottle of STP Super Concentrated Fuel Injector Cleaner. Now, I know for a fact, because I have shipped it out, I can ship them. I can ship those bottles out. So, detailed gifts along with a bottle of fuel injector cleaner. What was the first car to be offered? Offering a guarantee. Not Ford. Not Ford. Let me act. This is kind of a unique company. It's not around anymore. That's kind of a clue there. That company's not around anymore. And it was way back when that they're no longer around. They've closed up. They closed down in 1911. Is when they closed up. Again, let's get this bad boy answered. What was the first car company that offered a guarantee? Thank you, Nancy, for listening to us in New York, along with everyone else in the Geneva and Auburn area, New York area. Thank you. Appreciate it. 855-660-4261. Now, I promise you each and every hour of Auto World that I'm giving you, we start at the bottom at 25. That's right. 25 of the all-time best gas cars by MPGs, miles per gallons. So let's finish with 20. Let's go to 19. Number 19 on the list. The third hour, of course, we're going to go right up to the top one. Right now, on the second hour, we got number 19 at 1999 Chevrolet Metro. The combined, you know, of course, city and highway, was 37 miles to the gallon. Now, the Chevy Metro only had a three-cylinder. The engine size, you ready for this? 1 liter. Manual transmission, it got 37 miles to the gallon. Number 18 on the list, 1992 Honda Civic. Combined miles per gallon were 38. Got 43 on the highway, 35 in the city. It was a 1.5 liter manual transmission. Number 17, the 1987 Suzuki. It is a car, not a motorcycle, a car. Combined city and highway was 39 miles to the gallon. Three-cylinder, again, only had 1 liter manual transmission. Number 16 on the list was a 2010 Mercury hybrid. Combined 39 miles to the gallon. Four-door, it kind of looks like a Ford Taurus, but it's a Mercury, 2010. City got 41, and the highway got 36. Huh. So that little four-cylinder in that four-door did not like to go. It was a 2.5 liter. Pretty obvious it didn't like to go on highway speeds because it got, you know, less fuel economy. Number 15 on our list of 25, going up the list, 2010 Ford Fusion hybrid front-wheel drive. The Ford Fusion. Combined. Miles per gallon, 39 miles per gallon. And it got less on the highway, too, by the way. 36 on the highway and 41 in the city. Four-cylinder, 2.5 liter. I want to point out something before we go to number 14, that, in fact, when you have... Why are they getting less fuel economy on the highway at higher speeds than in the city? Stop and go, stop and go. Why? Huh? Because the smaller the engine you have, folks, three-cylinder, this one, the 2010 Ford Fusion had a four-cylinder, but... Again, three and four cylinders really have to be working to keep the high speed working for them, don't they? That piston's going up and down so fast at a higher speed that, in fact, it's working three times as hard. And if you looked at the RPMs, the tachometer, RPM, revolutions per minute, you would notice that the tachometer needle was quite high. Quite high. So if you took a Ferrari, you know, a V10 or V12 model of any kind of supercar, it would be sitting there idling in the tachometer needle, RPM gauge. That tach needle would be quite low, wouldn't it? And you'd get better mileage. We're going to come back. We're going to give you number 14, number 13, and then we're going to... I have an answer, and it's the correct one for the trivia question. What was the first car to offer a guarantee? We'll be right back, right here from the Auto World Plaza in the Greasy Garage Studio.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Are you prepared for more severe food shortages? It's likely that over the next year, serious food shortages will plague us. American farmers are dealing with insane diesel fuel prices and fertilizer shortages, which will lower crop yields. And that means your family's favorite foods will soon be in short supply while fetching sky-high prices. Inflation is the new normal, folks. It's time to act before things get even worse. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com without delay. You'll find ready hour emergency food kits from My Patriot Supply that last up to 25 years in storage. Each kit provides over 2,000 calories a day to keep your energy up. Order your emergency food kits today by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your food ships fast and arrives in unmarked boxes. Listen, there are ways to beat food shortages. When you're ready for real preparedness, make sure to look for Ready Hour Foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com.
That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
1 in 3 adults has prediabetes. 1 in 3. That means it could be you, your football buddy. Your football buddy. Or you, your best man. Your worst man. You, your dog walker. Your cat jogger. While 1 in 3 adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Seat in my car. Oh, yeah, we got to have foam on her seat. One thing I noticed on a horse saddle, there isn't too much foam. It's just hard and leather. Ouch. Get a better ride with a car, don't you? And with a truck. In fact, the older cars, it seemed like to me that the bench seats that were in the Chryslers and the Cadillacs, of course, were the best of the best. Oh, yeah. Oh, the cushion. It's like you're sitting in a luxurious couch, sitting at home like you are right now, listening to Auto World. Thank you. Appreciate it. I'm your host, Mark Evans. Well, I want to get back to the guy I've got for you. Now, the third hour, the second hour, we're going to go all the way to the top with the 25 of the best gas mileage cars, vehicles, folks, MPG-wise. And coming up here in just a little bit, I have got... You got clutch? No? Well, I've got something for you that you might want to clutch back in your car. First, let's go to number 14 on the list of 25, going up from 25. Number 14, 1996 Geo Metro combined. Oh, yeah, the Geo Metro. 40 miles combined, MPGs. 3-cylinder, 1 liter. Manual transmission, and this little 3-cylinder did get more mileage on the highway, 44 versus 37 in the city. Number 13 on the list was an 1989 Suzuki Swift. Now, the Suzuki Swift almost looked like the Yugo and also the Ford Fiesta. They use the same body style, of course. The 1989 Suzuki Swift got MPGs of 41 miles to the gallon, 45 on the highway and 38 in the city. 1 liter engine. Number 12 on the list. Oh, yeah. You might even already still have one of these, a 1989 Chevrolet Sprint. Combined MPGs were 41 miles to the gallon. 3-cylinder. 1 liter. Number 11. Oh, yeah. We know this car. A 2001 Toyota Prius. Toyota Prius, 2001. Combined MPGs were 41. 41 on the highway and 42 in the city. So it was designed and built to go automatic transmission, 1.5 liter four-cylinder. It was designed basically to go to and from, stop and go. And it worked. Number 10 on the list, 2010 Honda Insight. Combined 41 miles to the gallon, MPGs. Combined 41. 43 on the highway, 40 in the city. Number 9. 1985 Suzuki SA310. The model SA310. Combined MPGs were 42 miles to the gallon. Third hour of Auto World. You can get over there if you don't have one of our Auto World affiliates. They don't take the third hour. You can go over to GCNLive.com and tune in, because we're going to go all the way up the list. You're going to find out what the number one fuel economy car is right here on Auto World. Also, I have for you the cheapest, price-wise, BEV on the market today. And we're going to talk about, what, 6 instead of an 8-cylinder? Oh, no. In a pickup truck? That's coming to you on the third hour. But right now, got clutch? Well, Ford, folks, issues a patent for a triple-clutch all-wheel drive system. Triple clutch. Yep, just when you thought that two clutches wasn't enough. Two clutches? Yep, the Ford Focus has two clutches, besides some other models. Stick shift fans, listen up. You can rejoice again. Ford has issued a patent for a triple clutch all-wheel drive system that can shift the torque between the left and the right wheels. Speculation as to which model the patent is intended for, we don't know quite yet. But when I find out, I'm going to let you know. Uh-oh, maybe it's a Mustang. Maybe a Bronco. Maybe the F-150. The triple-clutch all-wheel drive system could be compatible with any and all of those models, so stay tuned. Now, this is why they're doing a triple-clutch. No, you're not going to have three clutch pedals. No, it's the clutch pressure plate disc assembly inside, in front of the transmission, behind the engine. It should be noted that this patent is not for a triple clutch manual transmission, but one that can deliver full control, folks, to all wheels all at once. They filed it with the United States Patent and Trademark Office, USPTO. Series of technology upgrades that set it apart from standards of any all-wheel drive system on the market today. Here's how it works. A triple clutch system works as one serves as a regular clutch between the engine and the transmission, while the other two are designated to the front and rear axle, each being able to shift power from the left and right wheels right now. The new patent comes on the heels of another issue issued by Ford that would allow remote engine revving. Remote engine revving without touching the go pedal. Won't that be something? You can sit in a car show and touch the buttons and go, rum, rum, rum. Let them know where you're coming. See, back in my day, well, that was not too far long ago here, sometimes we would try to get the best stereo that we could possibly get to turn it up and, oh, listen to my stereo. Yeah, well, today, Ford. Triple clutch, all-wheel drive. I guess the more tires you're asking to spin, the more clutches you need, I guess, is the best way to say it. But yeah, triple clutch to turn an all-wheel drive system on right now. So you can spin front wheels and back wheels all at the same time because you, my friends, have a triple clutch. I don't know about it. This, as a technician mechanic, I do and have had some of the dual clutch systems towed into the repair shop here, the Greasy Garage, and they are literally, well, they're a blast to drive, but it's a little tough to work on, and it costs a little bit of money to fix them. So I can't hardly wait to see a triple clutch in an F-150 towing that boat up that boat ramp, spinning all fours, huh? It is time to go into the email bag before we run out of time. Let's do it. Grab in there and get one. Here's one. I got an email real quick. I can do it. Absolutely. Let's do it. Email is autoworldradio@yahoo.com. And this email, well, oh my goodness, thank you, Fred. Shout out to you, Mark. Great job every week doing Auto World. Thank you. Love the show. We listen here in Boise, Idaho to you on KBOI AM 670. Your tip on, well, first off, let's do a shout out real quick. Yes, absolutely. Thank you. There's our shout out horn. KBOI AM 670. Thank you. Good to have you folks along. Boise, McCall. I think you can reach it over there in Burns, Oregon, Ontario, Oregon. I do know that. Good to have you along. This gentleman, Fred, says in Boise here, your tip on STP fuel cleaner worked for us. Better fuel economy now, almost 4 more miles per gallon. Thank you, my friend. Fred in Boise, listening on KBOI AM 670. Thank you, Fred. Appreciate it. Thanks for the shout-out. That's what it's all about right there. Thank you, Fred. Appreciate it. STP, super concentrated, works the best, folks. Put it in and go for it and enjoy more money in your wallet. I want to thank everybody. That looks like the garage is starting to come down here on Auto World. I want to thank, of course, Axelrod Alex, the executive producer of the show. Thank you. General Motor George, my chief engineer who keeps me wired. Audi Adam, always out taking care of my affiliates. Lugnut Lee, the program director, marketing manager here. He's always keeping the wheels tight and on the show. Make sure the wheels don't come off. T-Bird Ted, the founder and CEO of Genesis Communications Network, GCN. My makeup artist, of course, Lion Lucy. She's always saying I'm looking good. Thank you. Slide him in and slide him out, Sammy. My chauffeur, who gets me here? I'm looking forward to seeing you on the third hour. We'll be there.
Now it's time to say goodbye to Mark and all his kin. They would like to thank you folks for kindly dropping in. You're all invited back next week to this locality to have a heaping helping of their hospitality. Hillbilly, that is. Set a spell. Take your shoes off. Y'all come back now. Here.
This has been a Loose Nut production.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, silverlungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.